Are you in a place of frustration, or resentment, or anger, or disappointment in your business right now? Because there's not enough money coming in to pay the bills. You feel like there should be more coming in. You feel like you're always working, always toiling away. And why isn't the money coming in? That's what we are going to unpack here on Unjaded. And I'm going to give you really a kick in the you know what to understand what needs to be done to bring some money into your business now. And why am I talking about this now? Because for the last month or so in client sessions, this is what's coming up. So maybe it's coming up for you too. A lot of times as entrepreneurs, we have a habit of making things more complicated than they need to be. And nowhere is this more true in our businesses than with our offers. I cannot tell you the number of people who come in for business intensives with me or business readings or are in my Design to Profit membership who feel like absolutely everything has to be perfect before they can put an offer out, who feel like they need to constantly be tweaking. And if something is not selling well, instead of putting more marketing behind that something, they ditch that and start over from scratch. When a lot of times there's gold in that offer, it's just that it's a secret offer. Nobody knows it exists. It's sitting on a website somewhere. They go through a launch, and believe me, if you're listening on audio, I absolutely put that in air quotes, where they maybe post about it 4 or 5 times on Facebook and call it a day. And when offers don't sell, it can be so easy to internalize that it's your problem, that it's a you thing. People don't want to buy from you. People don't like what you have to offer. People don't trust you. People don't think you're a good coach or whatever the thing may be that you're selling. But really and truly, maybe they just don't even know that you exist and that your offer can help them. Gosh, there's so many things right now coming into my head all at once. I have all of these voices coming into my head all at once, telling me all of the things that I need to chat with you about. So I'm going to try, actually, I'm going to make myself a note. Bear with me for 1 second. I'm going to make myself a note so that we get through it all. All right. First things first, are you even making offers? Because if you want to make more money in your business, you need to make more offers. You're an entrepreneur. It cannot be an occasion that you put an offer out. You need to be selling things all the time if you want to make money in your business. And when you look at the entrepreneurs that you're following who have a legitimate business, I bet you they're selling things on a regular basis. That doesn't mean you have to be on social media all the time. It doesn't mean you have to be emailing every day. It doesn't mean you have to be omnipresent. But you pick a lane and you set a schedule that fits your human design, I promise. Or you set a strategy rather that fits your human design, and you go. You are in business to make money. And if you do not make money in your business, you won't be in business very long. So start to understand that you need to make offers on a regular basis and challenge yourself to get comfortable with that. There is an Instagram account. I don't follow it. My daughter was telling me about it. And this woman, she has a set schedule in her stories where she does story sales. And I don't know the ins and outs of it, but say Friday is discount day and Monday is new offer day and Thursday is PDF download day and Sunday is lead magnet day. So if that feels good to you to set yourself on a schedule, do that. You're not going to be overselling, and the people who do not want to hear from you are just going to opt out. They're going to unfollow. They're going to get off your email list, all of the things. But at the end of the day, you have to make money in your business. So you have to let people know about your offers. Another thing that I see happening is entrepreneurs spinning their wheels. Maybe I could offer this, and maybe I could offer that. Maybe I could, and then I have a new idea for this, and I have a new idea for that. And what if I did it this way? And what if I did it that way? And it's constant. I'm talking for months. There are people in my world who for 2 years or more have been talking about an offer that they're going to create. They're making $0 in their business and complaining that they're not making money in their businesses, but they haven't actually put an offer together. And there are many episodes on the Unjaded podcast that walk you through how to create an offer. I've done 3-day masterclasses on it, lots of information there. I'll try to link up in the show notes a few things for you that you can go back to help you with this. But I'm going to walk you through like simple brass tacks of it here. Number one, do some market research. Ask people what they're dealing with. Ask people if they're investing in the thing that they're dealing with. You could ask, what kinds of things have you tried to fix your problem with blankety blank blank? Maybe not in that language, but you know what I mean. What have you tried that hasn't worked? What have you tried that has worked? You can ask so many questions. You can ask questions in so many different ways. You could say something like, if I were to create, I'm thinking of creating a product around blankety blank blank because so many people in my audience are dealing with blank. Is this something that would interest you? Now, I'm not a big fan of the phrase, would this interest you? However, in this case, for market research, it can be a really good idea. People love to talk about their problems. They love to tell you what they're struggling with. Another thing that you can do is, depending on your modality, you could, I saw an astrologer do this. I saw an astrologer this morning on Instagram and he posted something about Taurus. I'm a Taurus, so it was interesting to me. He posted something about Taurus and he said, put your birth information in the comments and I will come back around and give you personal insights into what this transit means for you. I was like, wow, that is a really great way to do market research. Now he can go through boom, 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 and people are asking him questions. He's incentivizing them by giving them something. So let's say that you do human design. You could ask a question and ask people to send you your charts. If you follow me on Instagram, I do that a lot, ask people to send me their charts. And then we have a conversation. Conversations are going to be more and more important as we move through this next period of time. Because people feel like, and because everything is fake. There's so much fake right now. AI influencers, AI offers, AI this, that, and the other thing. People want real people. And they're going to know you're real when you get into a conversation with them. So really get serious about doing market research. For the love of God, do not spend months of your life creating an offer, tweaking an offer, perfecting an offer, or years of your life, making everything perfect that is never going to see the light of day because people aren't going to buy it because it's not what they want. It may be what they need, but it's not what they want, so they're not going to buy it. And when you talk with your people, you're going to be able to give them what they want. Point number three, I think we're on. Think about the lowest viable option for you for an offer right now. If you don't want to have to put an entire thing together to be able to sell it, do something live. Do a beta round where you get in the room with people live and you figure it out on the ground. Yes, you need to have an offer promise. Yes, you need to have an offer result. You need to know where you're taking people. It needs to solve a problem, but you can do it live with them. You don't have to have it all figured out first. Maybe if you're looking to bring in an influx of cash in your business, you can do some one-on-one sessions. You know, one-on-one sessions get a really bad rap in the online space as unsustainable, but they are the easiest way to make some quick cash in your business and to get you the market research that you need to help people with your bigger offers. What do I mean by that? Over the last 6 months or so, I've been dealing with coaching to this same problem in all of my containers. Where people want to have all, entrepreneurs want to have all of their ducks in a row and everything in place, and they want me to hand them on a silver platter their message that is going to convert their people into their offers. And I actually lovingly raised my voice at someone a couple of weeks ago and said, get in the room with people. Just get in the room with your people and they will tell you what they need. Because here's what happens. If you do some sort of one-on-one session with people, you are going to find that people have the same problem that are coming into your world. And you're going to find that you're dealing with the same issue over and over and over and over and over again. And that you're really good at helping people with that problem. But you may not even be thinking about that problem as something that's worthwhile for you to solve with your offers until you get in the room with people. Your people, the people who are drawn to you, will help you to build your offers. You have to get in the room. You can't sit on the sidelines waiting anymore. You have got to get in the room and help your people or get off the playing field. I think I warned you in the beginning I was bringing Fiery Vicky, so here we are. Okay, there was something else I was going to say about that. Just let me bring it back for a second because I don't want to be just hollering at you in your ears. The lowest viable option is oftentimes these one-on-one sessions. You don't need fancy funnels. You don't All you need is a payment link and a calendar link, and you're good to go. Even startup entrepreneurs can start with these one-on-one sessions and just get really good at meeting people where they're at and bringing an influx of cash into your business and putting out some help into the world that is much needed. And then from those one-on-one sessions, let's say you do 4 or 6 or 10 or 20 of those sessions, you're going to have so much data. The data doesn't lie. And your message and your tweaked offer and all of those things, maybe your signature offer, maybe your whole brand can come out of that work that you're doing in those sessions. So do some market research. Get visible. Get online. Get talking about what it is that you do. Remember to always come back to the problem that you solve and the symptoms people are actually experiencing when you're talking in your messaging. People do not buy solutions to problems they don't know they have. So you want to speak to the problem that they actually know that they have and the symptoms that they're actually experiencing. And then offer a solution in the form of your offer and get in the room with your people. Boots on the ground. Businesses are built boots on the ground. What is the lowest viable option that you can put out there today to help someone and to bring money into your business?